It's the WEOL High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci, joined alongside the one, the only, Tommy E., Tom Evans, in the house for another week of high school wrestling action here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Of course, we'll dive into some of the results from this past week, take a look at what's coming up ahead. We have a very special guest coming up here in a couple of minutes. It'll be Elyria head girls wrestling coach Paul Felton. He'll stop by and talk about the season so far, some of their recent action, and much more from Paul. So that's our first girls coach of the year, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it, Tom?
Well, we had Coach Gilbert over at Vermillion who does double duty. We got two for one on that deal.
Good deal. So we'll have Paul coming up here in a couple of minutes. And, the Christmas for wrestling fans, I guess, is over after the holiday season. You've had all those different tournaments and classics that have been running for however many years. But now it feels like you're really diving into the thick of conference action with the duels and whatnot.
Yeah, conference action, but yet a lot of tournament stuff that's still going on, especially girls' tournaments popping up all over. But Christmas for you today, Rocco. I came bearing some gifts from our good friend Joel Melvin over at North Ridgeville. Rocco, now the proud owner of some North Ridgeville wrestling wear.
Yeah, next time I am over in Ranger Nation calling a basketball game or whatever, I'll have to don some of that new NR gear. It's my first piece of like local school equipment that I have. Oh, I guess I have an Elyria Schools mug, but as far as apparel goes, yeah, that's big time from Joel. So big shout out to Coach Melvin, always looking out for us.
Wrestling gear gives you instant cred.
I'll take it. And Lord knows I need some of that, Tom. Lord knows I need some credibility around these parts. So big thank you to North Ridgeville head coach Joel Melvin for the wonderful gifts. We'll have to catch up with Coach Melvin here at some point before this season comes to an end. But without further ado, let's take a quick timeout. And when we come back, it'll be Elyria girls wrestling coach Paul Felton who joins us here on the High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. And you're listening to it on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM on the mobile app. And Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
We're back on the weekly high school wrestling recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You got us live here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. You can also listen on that free WEOL mobile app, and we're online anytime as well over at WEOL.com. Rocco Nucci and Tom Evans here with you as we go to the hotline and welcome in a very special guest from Elyria High School. Head girls wrestling coach Paul Felton joins us now here for the high school wrestling recap. Coach, first and foremost, thank you for carving out some time for us this afternoon. We always appreciate it. How are things of late over there with that Elyria girls wrestling program?
Everything's great. First off, thanks for having me. Everything's been pretty exciting. It's been a real exciting year this year, exceeding a lot of expectations that myself had, and I think some of the other coaches as well. You go into a first season as a head coach, especially for the girls, you're not sure, if these girls are going to make it through or if the sport is right for them. And fortunately for us, we haven't lost one girl this season. Wow. due to not liking the sport or not wanting to be a part of it. So it's been really good. I think in four out of our five tournaments, I think we've placed in the top four. The girls got their first taste of a real dual meet last week at Avon Lake, which Avon Lake put on a great show. They had a spotlight. They had the music going. There was a huge crowd. Wow. So I think it was exciting for the girls to get to be a part of that. And we've like every team, we've had our downs. The first week, the week before our first event, we lost one of our 190-pounders. She broke her arm and had to have surgery. So and then last week or about a week and a half ago, Jalen Green, who's one of our returners from last year, tore her meniscus and had to have surgery last week as well. So she also got hurt last year around this time at the Columbia Station tournament. She broke her collarbone and was out for the rest of the season last year.
Oh my gosh.
So your heart breaks for the kid.
Sure.
But we've had a lot of good stuff going on though. So it's been a fun year so far.
Paul, I wanted to ask you, you wrestled for Eric, you learned from the legend over there. I know you work with Burnett Train Wrestling. You're one of many really highly qualified assistant coaches in that wrestling room. And it just seems like the girl, that when the girls team starts popping up, it's like, boom, it was quick over to Larry and you were quickly the head coach. Tell me how that whole thing transpired for you, Paul.
Yeah. So, when Riley was around, I got to work with her a lot. I did traveling with her. We went to Colorado. I went to Super 32 with her. I kind of got my foot wet in the women's wrestling world with Riley. And then, you know, last year we had like five or six girls. And as much as I could be there for those girls on the tournament days, because I was helping out doing the boys and doing youth, I was with those girls as much as possible. You know, Coach Torres came to me over the summer and, you know, asked me if I wanted to change my title from assistant coach to head coach for the women's wrestling team. And it kind of just took off from there.
Outstanding. Well, you built a real solid, and the Riley that Paul's talking about is Riley Banyas, who is the face of girls wrestling here in Northeast Ohio, not just Lorain County, really a whole lot of Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. And you guys jump right in the fire, and I'm looking, I'm watching the results every week, and the lineup's pretty full, and you guys are in the top five every week. I mean, how is that with a group, especially some first-time out kids that say, hey, we're going to compete, and we're gonna go after championships here. What does that feel like?
You know, it's like I said, it's really exciting because you don't really know what to expect with a lot of new girls. But these girls have bought in. You know, they show up. You know, and they're taking one match at a time when they go out there, and they're doing the things that they learn. You know, we have some girls. We have two freshmen, Benna Guticelli and Bella Trujillo, that came up from our junior high program, and they're having a heck of a year so far. They're both placing in tournaments every weekend. And they're lighter weights, you know, but they've been around for a little while. And then the newer girls, we have some of them, you know, that have been in athletics before. You know, they're doing other sports. We have a couple that have been in jiu-jitsu. So, you know, that helps a little bit. But, you know, mainly it's for them. They're just buying into the sport. You know, they're showing up and you know, working on the things that we work on in practice. And it just kind of all adds, the wins just keep adding up for them.
You know, one of the things that the Elyria wrestling program, especially on the boys' side, was they would go anywhere and wrestle the best competition. You know, you're trying to build a schedule in the first year. And how in the world do you find a tournament in Frederickstown, Ohio, Paul?
You know, I got to give the credit to Chris Shudlaw for that. He takes care of our schedule for the most part. And, you know, I think this year it was a little bit tougher because we didn't know how many girls we were going to have going into the season. So we didn't want to schedule a lot of dual meets because we didn't want to go into a dual meet having maybe four or five girls and it just being a bunch of forfeits. So, you know, we're pretty tournament heavy this year. But, you know, next year I think, you know, with, you know, being able to fill 11, you know, 10, 11 spots most of the weekends this year, I think we're going to try to add some more dual meets. You know, dual meets are really exciting. You know, like I said, Avon Lake was awesome. You know, I think some of the girls were a little nervous because, you know, the lights were off and it was a big crowd because the boys wrestled that night. You know, but they got excited whenever the wrestling started. You know, they're cheering on their teammates, and it was a good experience. So hopefully next year we'll get more dual meets into the schedule.
Yeah, just in the county, you've got a nice size team. Vermilion does, Avon Lake does, Columbia's got a nice size team. You got some local competition here that you can really get some things going dual meet wise, and that really does create some excitement. So where do you go from here, Paul? Tell us about the schedule and how you guys are kind of getting ready for what they're calling now a super regional or super district or a pre-district before district. That's how much the girls have expanded this year.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, that stuff's all like in the works now. But, you know, we go to Fremont Ross this Saturday, and then next Saturday we're at Columbia Station, and I believe we have a couple more tournaments right before that big sectional or regional, whatever they're calling it. But right now, just trying to stay healthy, take things one match at a time, you know, and just continue to learn for these girls. You know, they're taking in everything that we teach them. We're trying to build good practice habits in them, and it's showing. You know, they're still learning, so, you know, mistakes are still being made, but that's going to happen, in every match. So, you know, we just go back and go to the drawing board and continue to work on the things that need to be worked on and add things slowly, but, you know, that are effective.
Awesome. Fantastic stuff. Well, Coach, thank you very much again for making some time for us here this evening to talk about that Elyria girls wrestling program. Sounds like things are certainly on the up. Like you said, a couple of tough injuries for you, but certainly with the numbers up and everything like that this year, obviously some success on the mat. Sounds like things are going pretty swimmingly over there. So, Coach, thank you again for stopping by. We always appreciate it. Best of luck the rest of the way, and hopefully we'll be catching up again here soon.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Paul. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
And that is Elyria head girls wrestling coach Paul Felton here on the high school wrestling recap, again presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Just our second girls coach that we've had on, like you said during one of the timeouts. They have Brandon Gilbert over at Vermilion. He kind of does the double duty, but always nice to talk some girls wrestling, and clearly a lot of enthusiasm and excitement over there in Elyria.
Absolutely, and just the numbers you know, Riley Banyas, as we talked about Riley so much over the last couple of years,
right.
just the face of women's wrestling as we're getting going here in Northeast Ohio and Lorain County, and carried the banner well, did an outstanding job for that. But I had no idea that they had so much depth over to Lariat girls-wise because we were so focused on Riley. And, you know, I'm looking at some tournament results. They had 8 girls place in a tournament this last weekend.
Wow.
So nice squad that they put together over there. There's a lot of excitement. You can tell the excitement in Paul's voice about what's going on with girls wrestling at Lariat High. That's great for wrestling.
Well, it's one thing when you have the numbers, right? But then when you actually start having success, I think that just kind of adds to everything as well. So certainly good stuff happening over at Elyria for both the boys and the girls wrestling programs. And we thank girls head coach Paul Felton for sharing some time with us here this evening. Let's step aside, take another quick timeout. When we come back, we'll dive into some of those results that you were talking about, Tom, and then take a look at what's coming up ahead in the local high school wrestling scene. That's coming your way next right here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you're listening to it live here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM on the mobile app. And Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
Welcome back on in. It is the High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. I'm Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans alongside me here tonight. And a big thank you to Elyria head girls wrestling coach Paul Felton, who joined us last segment. If you missed our interview with Coach Felton, don't fret, don't worry. Tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com, we'll have that posted on the front page. Also under that sports tab, just go to the high school wrestling section and you'll find our interview with Coach Felton as well as some of our other interviews throughout the year here on the High School Wrestling Recap, again presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Again, you've got Rocco Nucci here, Tom Evans alongside me. A couple of more minutes here with you as, Tom, you got plenty of girls' results to dive into. How fitting, right? We got a girls' wrestling coach on as our guest. We'll start with the girls' results from this past week.
Yeah, absolutely. Avon Lake went over to the Alliance Top Gun, ladies' Top Gun, first year for that. Alliance ladies have kind of been the cream of the crop here in Northeast Ohio, but the Avon Lake ladies came away in second place over there. They had champs in Destiny Cabot at 100 pounds and Rajan Al-Hashish, who we know very, very well. They had
our favorite, yeah.
Yeah, they had a runner-up in Mallory Zedell at 110 pounds, and third was Lola Sioni. And I got to get an interview with Lola. She's just a firecracker over there, and I know that Sean Bennett's talked to me about it, so I got to get some time to talk to her. You know, we were teasing Paul a little bit about how do you find Frederickstown, and he tells us Chris Chidlaw. Chris Chidlaw can find your wrestling tournament anywhere. There's nobody that knows more about what's going on where than Chris Chidlaw, and hats off to him. But the Lady Pioneers come away with a fourth place finish over there. Champs and Emily Conley at 135 pounds. Runners up in Malaya Foster at 190. Soraya Jackson at 145. And a third place finish, but you heard them talk about Izzy Trujillo over there. So nice turnout by them. Oberlin also had a runner up in that tournament. Lillian McFarland and a third place finisher. And Azariah East at that Freddie Invitational as well.
Good deal, good deal. Frederickstown or Fredericksburg? Is that where that was?
Frederickstown, yes.
Okay. Well, you might need Lewis and Clark to help you.
I'm trying to get them straight because one of them you go through on the way to Amish country down there, and I've been through it, so I'm trying to get them straight in my head here. So
easier said than done,
yeah.
Certainly. Is that pretty much it as far as the girls went?
No! Come on now!
Oh gosh! Okay, sorry.
The Lady Viking, and I got to attest. I had to look and see who was hosting the Lady Viking tournament. Akron North, of course, the Akron North Vikings.
Right.
But 38 teams over there, Vermilion in second place. By a mere 2 points. The usual suspects over there, Lauren Ficker with a championship at 105 pounds. Runner-up Mackenzie Feltus at 120 and Marissa Torres at 135. Columbia finished in fifth over there. Several third and fourth place finishers. Sarah Napier finished third at 125 pounds. Keystone was 15th over there. 3 third place finishers. Brooke Wade at 135, Sage O'Brien at 140, Emily Jurisic at 190, and Lorain had a placer over there as well, and North Ridgeville had 2 seventh-place placers over there. So five teams from Lorain County made their way over to Akron North for the tournament last week over there.
Who leads the Columbia girls now? Is it still Hannah Ferry, or
do they
have somebody new this year?
Belfi, their former heavyweight. Belfi's first. Marty Belfi is now leading the girls. The only reason I remember, they were warming up before the Columbia Invitation Tournament. Their tournament, I believe, is next week, their girls' tournament. And that's a big one that they'll have over at Columbia Station next weekend.
Good deal. Any other girls' results to go over, Tom?
That's pretty much for the girls here, and we're going to kind of transition into the boys. here. The Matucci Classic took place over on the east side, East Lake North. John Matucci, longtime coach over there, Hall of Famer. 21 teams over there. Avon came in with a real strong second-place finish. Lots of guys in the championship round over there. Anthony Masco was first at 126. John Foy finished third at 138. At 144, Kane Sparks was a runner-up at 157. Tommy Freeman was a runner-up at 165. Nico Calamaris finished in first place, and Sean Burke finished in third place at 215. Real good showing by the North Ridgeville Rangers over there. You know, Joel's kind of sometimes showing up for a gunfight with a water pistol. He just doesn't have enough bullets in the chamber.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, he had three places over there. Ian Rotari gets a championship at 106 pounds, and Nate Bobert at 132. And Caleb Grimm has a real nice tournament, finishing third at 113 for the Rangers over at the Matucci.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, you only got a couple of rounds in the clip, like you said, but he makes them count.
And I think that's what Joel really wants. He's trying to build off of those guys and trying to get them to where they're at and hoping that kids kind of see that success and feed off of that.
Sure.
You know, Black River's over there. They finished 10th, and Brookside was 16th over there as well.
That was all at the Matucci, right?
All at the Matucci.
That's been around for a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah, John was a longtime coach over there, and Vince I knew very, very well. Vince was in charge of officiating here in the state of Ohio for many years, a good friend who we lost a couple years ago. John's been gone for a while. The old West High wrestlers, part of that legendary team over at West High School from the 1950s.
Good deal, good deal. Any other boys' results to dive into, Tom?
Northwestern had the Husky Invitational. Keystone and Wellington went over there. Keystone came away with a championship, and I think everybody on their team placed over.
Wow.
They really up and down the lineup. A big one for them. Tristan Green gets his 150th win last weekend.
Oh, wow, good for him.
So, you know, that's a pretty big mark. Jordan Fulmer at 215 ends up a runner-up. Justin Rounds a runner-up at 285. Owen Jenkins a runner-up at 120. They had placers all up and down that lineup. Wellington, nice showing for them over there. They finished in 11th place, but they had five placers. So I think Wellington was kind of looking for some places to have some success. They got it going a little bit over at the Husky Invitational.
That's one of those programs, Tom, and you've talked very highly about what Wellington does with their wrestling program.
It's just, you know, I love to watch him because John Sedlak created a culture over there, and Scott, that's what Scott does at Avon Lake. And it's just, they're always so fundamentally sound. And they're never the flashiest guys in the gym. But you look at the scoreboard, and their guys are getting their hand raised. Look out on the mat, they're getting their hand raised all the time. And as the longer the season goes, the tougher the Wellington wrestlers get. And I just got a tremendous amount of respect for Wellington and what's been built over there. Coach Waters over there doing a nice job with kind of keeping things on the mend over there. But Wellington, they'll have some names to be reckoned with come sectional time.
Well, flashy doesn't always necessarily equate to wins. I think they'd certainly rather have, you know, guys having their hands raised, like you said, over anything else.
Yeah, and they're just grinders, and sometimes they do a lot of their wrestling outside the county, so they'll go south and they'll go a little bit west. So you're trying to look and trying to get a feel for who they are based on who they wrestle, and you can't because with social media and everything else, it gets a lot more exposure now than it used to. But
sure.
But it's still tough to kind of figure out where some teams are sometimes.
What else we got results-wise over there, Tom?
Big tournament, probably one of the best tournaments in the Midwest right now, the Midwest, Maumee Bay, 57 teams over there. Real nice showing by Midview. They finished in 18th place. Avon Lake was in 27th, Elyria in 41st, and Vermilion in 53rd. But not too many places over there, but Austin Dye comes away with the championship at 285 for Midview. Hunter Anderson keeps his good season going with a fifth-place finish over there.
Yeah.
Jack Valerino, an eighth-place finish at 138. Connor Holm finished fourth for Elyria over there. And Clay Broadhurst finished sixth for Avon Lake. But that's a meat grinder of a tournament, you know, and that was – that's off. You know, they're wrestling their duels and those super duels on Thursday nights now. So they wrestled on Thursday and then boom, went Friday, Saturday. So that's a lot of wrestling, and especially when you jump into that Maumee Bay tournament that is just loaded.
Yeah, no kidding. What, 57 teams, you said?
Yeah, and teams from Michigan. I think they even bring some Indiana teams into that as well.
Goodness me. All right. So is that pretty much it for the results? Or?
Well, just want to cover some duels and just talk about the leagues right now. Avon Lake's 4-0 in the SWC.
Okay.
Kind of in the driver's seat right now, 10-0 overall. Keystone right now is 4-0. They had a big win over Columbia, last year's champs, so they're kind of in the driver's seat right now in the LC8 as well. And so now we come up with this week's schedule, and tomorrow night, same thing, some duels in the SWC. Elyria's at Amherst. That should be a good one. Midview at Avon. Avon Lake at Olmsted Falls. Berea Mid Park at North Ridgeville. And in the LC8, the double duels, Brookside, Firelands, and Keystone are all at Black River.
Okay.
Columbia, Oberlin, Wellington are all over at Clearview, so get out and see some wrestling tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, Oberlin and Clearview head down to the Dave Rohr Tournament at Mapleton. Avon and Lorraine go to Berkshire for one of the real fun tournaments, the Battle of the Belt. And they give WWE style belts out.
Do they really?
Yeah,
wow, that's
they don't give championship,
awesome.
They give belts out over there. So
I like
The pictures from that are always hilarious. Avon Lake is going out to Clyde, and Columbia and North Ridgeville are going to be at the Genovese tournament over at Orange High School.
Boy, you need me a big WWE belt, tell you that much. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Paul, just one last thing. Talked a little bit about the girls. Avon Lake and Elyria are going to be out at Fremont.
Okay.
A beautiful facility out there at Fremont. Keystone, North Ridgeville, and Vermilion will be at Chippewa. And on Sunday, Oberlin, Columbia, and Black River are out at Perry. So a lot of girls action on Sunday. So plenty of wrestling this weekend.
Yeah.
As we're kind of gearing towards conference tournament time to see how all that shakes out. And then I know the state duels are coming up. I know Columbia's in the state duels. And I don't know if Vermilion is for the girls or not, but we'll have to kind of – I'll do my homework and see who's getting ready for the state duels.
Well, it may be a little cold outside, Tom, but it'll be hot inside some of these gyms with all that action
coming
up this week.
They'll be fired up. They'll be getting it going. So.
Great stuff. Great stuff. We could all use a little warming up right now, I'll tell you that much. So, Tom, any final thoughts from you before we get out of here?
Just, it's the excitement for the girls right now is just it's just peaking so much. And I'm glad we got Paul on tonight. But, there's just so much going on in the sport. And teams right now trying to figure it out. And trying to stay healthy. I think for me, this part of the season was always a part of the season that this is where we want to start our build up to sectionals, because we want to be peaking at sectionals, district, and state tournament time. So we got a lot of good matches behind us. A lot of teams did. And now they start that plan in their head. Maybe some of them taper practice down a little bit, shorten it up a little bit, make it a little bit sharper. Guys got their weight settled in right now, and then let's put our foot to the floor.
It's right around the corner, that tournament time.
Yep.
So looking forward to it. All right, and a big thank you again to Elyria Girls Head Wrestling Coach Paul Felton for joining us here tonight. If you missed our conversation, tomorrow morning up at WEOL.com front page, we'll have it posted also under that sports section, the high school wrestling tab, right where you need to find it. So for Paul Felton and for Tom Evans, I'm Rock Onushi saying thank you for tuning in to another edition of the High School Wrestling Recap here on WEOL. It's been presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We've got Cavs Bucks coming up here in a couple of minutes, but until then, have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you some more next week.